Pakistan know that that he got the brother killed in a police stop. And then these things were tried on Imran also. Luckily, he escaped. So far, he escaped because of the people behind him. There may be a revolution if they kill him now. That's the only reason he's alive.
Anything else you want to add to what you said?
The only benefit I see of the revelation of the Intercept attempt to unravel this secret document, the only benefit is that we now know what we suspected. But I don't think it will change anything in Pakistan, because the US government doesn't want anything to be changed in Pakistan. They want one person in Pakistan responsible to the US. We don't want democracy, because that's a mess. We have to go through the parliamentary decisions and all that. So the US government, as long as we don't pressure our government to align with democracy, nothing will change. There is a member, Texas Democrat, Cesar. He tried to introduce on the House floor a motion that we should be concerned about the backsliding of democracy in Pakistan. It was not even put to vote. Even our Congress is really complicit in what is happening. It's a tragedy. Pakistan was very prosperous under Imran Khan, 7% growth, and a lot of welfare work was being done, healthcare was being done, and then this is really a huge tragedy that the US government has perpetrated on the people of Pakistan. What can I say more than that?
Yeah, they tend to, the US tends to pick and choose which democratic backsliding it wants to emphasize.
Exactly. Democracy has to be on our terms.
Yeah.
We did the same thing in Palestine. Our government kept saying, we don't have elections, and you have elections first, and then we'll talk to you. They had elections. Hamas won, and the other party, Fatah, that was close, U.S. favored, lost. What would happen? We encourage, we're complicit with Israel to have a civil war between the two factions. I think we all know that. And then we had a siege of Gaza in 2006. It has continued. It's illegal because the victorious party democratically was Hamas. They are the ones in Gaza. We really are, it's very unfortunate. Our tradition has to change, because we can do so much good to the world with our means, but we end up doing so much evil.
That was City College of San Francisco Professor Abdul Jabbar speaking with KABU contributor David Rosenberg. This has been KABU News In Depth. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, everybody. It's Greg McVicker, creator of Undercurrents. Glad you're listening. This is KBOO 90.7 Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the end in first then?
Hello, people of Earth or Portland. So I'm going to start with some just traditional Native American music from the 21st century. And here we go.
Aboriginal women make up 4.3% of the female population, yet in 2012 they accounted for 23% of murdered women.
We're seeing the same overall overrepresentation of Aboriginal victims here as we are in the rest of the country.
Jacko's niece Maisie and her friend Shannon left to go to a party. They never came back. The grassroots has long called for a national inquiry.
In order for it to be meaningful, it would really have to be led by the people.
The Harper government has always said no. No.
Across Canada, people realize that this is a problem that we've got to stop sweeping under the rug.
We stand in solidarity calling for a full national public commission of inquiry into the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women in this country.
The Prime Minister has refused a royal commission. Why not a parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Squire? just how many Aboriginal women are actually missing or killed in Canada.
There's something wrong in Canada if Aboriginal women have to live this fate.
It's time for us to acknowledge this crisis and for us to act.
It's long past time we address the reasons why Indigenous women are five times more likely to be killed than other women.
Almost 1,200 Aboriginal women and girls have been killed or gone missing over the past three decades.
The gruesome discovery of Tina Fontaine's body in Manitoba's Red River.
Will the Conservative government stop embarrassing Canada on the world stage and at least today agree to cooperate fully?
are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky.
Remember, never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush, that's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles, blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streets you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my chat. I'm up there corny riot garments. Top five diet on and on them. Super fly, slick at top bro. Eagle diving on them. You why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y-I-C, straight jacket, come clean, big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing, with you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
Confronted by the Ally Nation, Alien Nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Ally Nation, Alien Nation.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't chase an illusion, the nation halusa. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward that's facing the suture. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean. I mean it, I mean. Yassin and Yassin in the R.E.D. I mean it, I mean. Original nation with Pansalada.
That was a tribe called Red, and I'm going to play Ines Jasper now.
Thank you.
No, it was Ines Jesper, and now some snutty nose res kids.
You know what they say, right? An Indian ain't an Indian without his flow. So if one more offer them up to me and tell me to get my hair cut, you know what I'ma say? Long hair don't care.
When I got my first cut, I was about 3. I remember that ish like I was 13. Hair messing up the place, tears dripping down my face. They thought from my pops, like, how could you betray me? Hey, but I never let it faze me. I never knew it then that my hair is what'll make me. Said long hair on a man looks lazy. Couldn't understand that it represented bravery. I never knew it then, but I do now. I stand out in a crowd cause my skin brown. Now I keep my hair down and I whip it all around like it's part of my regalia. Flowing at a powwow. Long hair don't care, I say it proudly. Long hair don't care, man. I say it loudly. We the first of the nation with beauty all around us. Long black hair, boy. Tell me how you found us. Tell me how you found us.
Tell me a little something about your hair, my cousin.
The thing about my hair is that I grow it cause I love it. And I'm sick of hearing people asking when I'm gonna cut it. You're a native undercover like the Indian in the cupboard. And I'm Johnny Redcorn. I'm a bad guy.
He's a bad old
and
guy.
That's been me ever since birth. Of what you heard, I've been called worse. Long hair don't care, man. I'm sick of your opinions. I'm a two me. I'm a mother. Indian.
Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If everybody liking what we doing, what we telling, man, least long hair, don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel a type of way about me, nay, what we say, long hair, don't care.
When you see me on the street, I notice how you look at me. It's like I'm walking into Tiffany's. You can tell yourself you don't see my ethnicity.
Okay.
But your eyes say it differently. That's how it's been and this is how it will be.
And you know,
this ain't no epiphany. Even I'm sick of me, the vanity is killing me. This bass short's getting to my head. Something's gotta give, but what's new? Is it the brown skin, black flow, or tattoos? Or the fact that I'm in public, sipping on a brew? Someone tell me what's the difference between me and you.
Let me think about it.
I ain't got a clue, but I flex on them haters like bamboo. I've been called a dirty bush, but it ain't true. Long hair, don't care, no shampoo. I'm a rapper getting fatter with a mind like skitter scatter. And I'm climbing up the ladder, talking about what really matters. I got people coming up like, good God. Get your hair cut and get a real job. I'm skin, new outlaws. I don't rock a gold chain, I rock a bear claw. I don't keep my hair long cause I don't care. It's long cause I'm an Indian. Go ahead and stare.
Long hair, long hair. Tell a man, least long hair, don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, nay, what we say, long hair, don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If everybody liking what we doing, what we tell a man, it's long hair, don't care. Long hair, long hair. Don't care, don't care. If you feel the type of way about me, nay, what we say, long hair, don't care.
And that was Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Pretty fun song. And I'm going to play another one by them. That's going to be The Warriors. The Warriors.
Yeah. Hell nah, we won't go, boy.
Go, boy.
Welcome here to my side.
My side.
From the people of the snow, boy. That mean I thrive in the wintertime. Yeah, I'm what they call a savage kid. My family tree is bigger than the Old and New Testament. I put a fist up. That's where they're calling Kaepernick. Somebody gotta stand for it.
Tell them who you vote.
So beware, we black snake killers. Blackfish, I've been a killer. We're the ones you can't get rid of. Sound familiar? Yeah, long hair, that Ric Flair. Nature boy from the village. G.E. for really, really, you see. I don't rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Nah. Stand and rock.
Stand and rock.
Yeah. I think there's something in the water. Here's some food for thought. Is it really a felony for wanting my water clean? Expect it's not the rage against the machine. Ain't moving like Rosa P. Nope. You know why? Cause this dream catcher ain't catching your pipe dream. Word. Look what happened to Flint. No disrespect, but the same thing happens to village kids that see water from the tap and are dying to live from the cancer it gives. Where's the state of emergency for them?
I don't know.
Like you know the story.
Know the story.
Broken treaties, unholy matrimony.
Matrimony.
One nation, under the creator, homie. Yeah. All my relations, many with Choney.
Warriors.
officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for this.
They be greasing their hands, putting on the people while they're stacking their bands. While they say we all equal, they don't look at us as people. All they see is our land. Believe in the cedar, we can leave it to Beaver. True, don't act for them, man. We need a real leader. Middle fingers to the colorblind. No disrespect, but if you don't see color, you don't see me neither. Step in line, man. Invited Uncle Sam, got the shields held high. We'll be fine, fam. Yeah, we ready for war. Don't cross the line in the sand. You'll be lying in the sand, boy. I die for my land, real doc. Look. Stand with the warriors. This land is who we are. We can let you destroy us until the people said, yo, bro, they can employ us. Look, man, it's not like I haven't noticed.
Hey, Quentin, I work for Kinder Morgan, your apprenticeship of heavy duty mechanic. If we are looking, if you're interested, give me a call back as soon as possible. Thank you, bye.
To replay this message, press 1. To go to the pre message deleted, you have no more messages.
Tiny house, what up? If water is life, please fill me a cup so I can spill it on your face and wake a dumbass up. Enough is enough, wake up. Yo, Kinder Morgan, here's a Kinder surprise. Indigenous resistance, man, we got 9 lives. We put a life on the line, not a lifeline. I'll be damned if I see another broken pipeline.
Warriors, come out and play.
Come out and play.
Officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for thee.
If the unceded land is your home, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you like your water clean, yet alone. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. You know we're ready for war, we in a zone. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you die for your land, let me know. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up.
And now we're gonna switch it to Ishquet with Soldier.
The changing tide.
When it gets four below,
when it gets four below,
when it gets
And remember, you are listening to Rose City Native Radio. And I just got a call from a dedicated listener. Thank you so much for the call. Just so you know, I'm Ender. You're probably not used to hearing me here because I haven't done Rose City Native Radio in a while now. But I'm really glad to be back. But anyway, very important news that actually I did not know, because I'm kind of disenfranchised with the political system. That's common among a lot of people. So I don't really know or care about what's going on. But this is really, really great. And is that the listener that called informed me that we have a congresswoman now from New Mexico. That her name is Deb Haaland, and it's a historical win in Congress. A Native American woman, among many things, she has vowed to look into this problem, this huge problem of Native American women being taken advantage that tragedy that happens. So hey, that's a great win. So congrats to Congresswoman Deb Haaland for representing Native American culture and I guess race in Congress. So with that excellent news, now I'm going with more music, and that's I'm gonna play Quantum Tangle with Tiny Hands.
What have you seen in your short long life? Where did your tiny feet roam? All the things you have done on top of being a wife, a mother, a daughter, a home. Short long life, what has your heart overcome? The traditional ways that are hidden away can be revived by the beat of a drum.
Oh my God, all this music is so fun, right? I mean, honestly. So I'm all pumped up about this whole, you know, Native American-ness that is all about this show. So I remember there are so many elders that, well, not too many, but there are quite a few excellent videos on YouTube of elders talking about, you know, just awesome stuff, stuff that I'm really interested in, you know, kind of like it's my side pet project to have to know all this stuff. So I'm going to play to you Native American elder Ukwala, speaking from Sedona, and that happened a few years ago, so it didn't happen like this year or last year, maybe even 10 years ago or 8 years ago.
Actually,
it was in 2010. So let's check out what Elder Ukwala has to say to all of us. Let's listen like closely, like take it serious for like 5 minutes. All right.
The being of spirit. Look at the reflections that come to you. Touch upon those dreams that are there. Begin to understand that the communications of this, the Mother Earth, is now coming in to speak with you. My name is Ukwala, and I am a member of the Havasupai tribe from the Grand Canyon. The ways in which we honor this Mother Earth is to allow for Great Spirit to speak. We as a two-legged form simply allow that speak to be heard within this journey of our human step. Feel that sound, see the beauty, the colors, the textures, the sounds, the smells. Spirit is in grand communications. Let those communications awaken within you so that you then can become that vessel of spirit. And you will begin to speak of spirit in the way that is good. The journey begins today. Listen to what you are feeling in the heart. Call upon those dream visions. Call upon those memories. Awaken them. Begin this journey anew. Love that you are you, and love that you are unique, and know that what has been given you at your birthing is what you need to fulfill in this time of spirit awakening. The callings are there and will continue to call you. React to that. Allow for your response to be always in the positive. Spirit speaks to you. And ordinary things that represent and present themselves in extraordinary ways are the speak of spirit. Our language speak from the heart. Let the languages be many. The language of silence, the language of word. Let that heart awaken. Let that heart take lead, and let your journey begin today. For the namings and the callings and the walks that are to be begins within the callings of heart. Respond to them in a confirming way. Ma hanikyo hamokyo.
Yes, I love this stuff. I love knowledge like that. I don't know, it enlivens me. Is that a word? Well, you're listening to Rose City Native Radio, and I will be playing, well, I hope you, wait, did you listen to what Elder Ukwala said? I don't know, we're not used to hearing people talk about really deep stuff. I mean, that's just usually the case, especially like in cities or towns, like most of us are. But I think, you know, if you're listening to this show, you probably care about Native American stuff. And I tend to bypass in my head all the injustice and tragedy, because otherwise I'd be depressed all the time. The heart of Native American culture is just something, it's crucial for our nation. And, you know, I'm just glad that you listen to this show, probably for the music, because it's fun. But you know, a couple messages here and there, you know, just it's my chance to be on this show, and it's awesome. I missed it. With that being said, I'm gonna play some Blue King Brown with All Nations. Play some classic, A Tribe Called Red.
Today, we sail to conquer the new world, for Spain, for glory, for gold.
Peace, God, all of them. Means father, them, and them cause problems. can't put the whole iron from them. We can't live in a peace guard, the whole of them. In five of them and them cause problems. Chop it.
Thank you for tuning in to Rose City Native Radio. We have about 10 minutes left of this weekly show, Native American Public Affairs show. I feel really pushed by the spirit to play another elder. All these elders that do great work throughout the country with whatever they do have really inspired me. And, you know, I feel like I should send them holiday cards. Oh, let's get all the cultures mixed up. Anyway, this is awesome, and I just want to play it for you. And if you have any comments, just go to the Rose City Native Radio spot on the KBOO page. Just look it up over there on the KBOO page and send us a message or recommendations. And here, this is Native American Zuni Elder Clifford Mahudi. And yeah, let's check out what he has to say.
The Dark Forces have tipped the scales to their side, which looks like they're winning at this point. The reason they're not gonna win is because they're not in charge. It doesn't make any difference how high or how great they think they are, they're not in charge. Now the people that, the beings that are in charge or the forces that created the earth, you can call it the great creator, you can call it energy, you can call it light source. But if you look at, for example, in the Zuni mythology and the creation myth, it was not some machine or some being or some nuts and bolts type thing that came or Kratu computer type. It was a light source that came, and the only reason that we know about, he had emissaries that maybe they did all the menial labor, so to speak. And that's all Indian tribes have that twin warrior mythology in their religious makeup. But the basic thing that occurs, or a question that you're asking, is that they've always been here. The people that are the keepers and the watchers, they've always been here, and the white men call them angels. They call other things throughout the different peoples of the world. But they've always been here. The only thing that they do not do is they don't make themselves visible. The activity has created today because of the turmoil that's happening. You've heard of a lot of paranormal activities that come around, and some of these beings can, especially in the flying saucer group, that they actually can walk through those walls there. I mean, and you've heard so many, many stories, and they're factual in many cases, of flying saucers flying right into a mountain, because to them it doesn't mean anything, nothing to them. In the Zuni world, we call them the raw people, because they're so supernatural, and they got the cosmic magic that they can do anything. They can appear right here and stand right here next to me, and they can disappear.
and it is, an instantaneous that they'll be on the other side of the world. I mean, this is some technology that we have no understanding about yet. It's always been here. As far as things that are happening right now throughout the whole world, it's because that's the one that man created with the help of the dark forces. And if you really want to come right down to it, in the Pueblo and the Indian world, where I'm from, they call that witchcraft.
For more information on the next Star Knowledge Conference, go to starknowledgeconference.com.
That was Elder Clifford Mahudi, who, I mean, I love his work. And you know what? I feel compelled to read. Somebody sent me a long time ago. I don't remember when, or I don't remember who did it. But it was. It's a very short type of poem that a Hopi elder kind of published in his group. It's from the year 2000. It was recorded in Oribe, Arizona. So I'm just gonna read what the elder said. You have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. Then he clasped his hands together, smiled, and said, "This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift, there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are torn apart and will suffer greatly. Know the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore. Push off into the middle of the river. Keep our eyes open and our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to a halt. The time for the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for." So that's a note. I love, that's the end of it. And I love the part, it says, well, keep your eyes open, but I like, banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. I love that. I don't know, because struggle sucks, right? I mean, but it seems, you know, in like school and science, generally they talk about struggle for survival and like you can't help it. You have to struggle to survive and, you know, the biggest one with the biggest weapons will conquer and win. But, you know, I like this part, banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. And, you know, if it makes you think, great, that's great. I'm going to play another song, and this is the end of the show. So thank you so much for listening to Rose City Native Radio. And if you love Native American culture, Native American religion, Native American music, then the internet is right there. Everything, I mean, there are a lot of stuff that is posted. And you have people here that are experts, like Jackie Malmstrom, the host of the show, and Nick, who I don't know his last name, but Nick is an expert in Native American modern music, and I've learned so much about just the stuff that he plays. There are artists and musicians that are actually kind of hard to get to because they are, you know, how many people live in America, so it's just hard to keep up with all the artists, you know. Thank you so much. My name is Ender, and it was my pleasure to be part of this show, and hopefully the Great Spirit will bless me with awesome things. Otherwise, okay, no, I'll stop. I'm gonna close the show with this track, which of course is not gonna play entirely because it's the end of the show, but there.
people will be forced to live in mobile homes and reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2H2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Finance Committee will meet twice in August via public video conference. The Finance Committee meeting will be on Thursday, August 10th at 5:30, and again on Thursday, August 24th at 5:30 p.m. A public link and phone number to attend the virtual meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm.